Morning. Sorry, two goals today. Lock the booth run through for Friday's Lantern Festival and make sure nobody is
and
still demoing
this
last
time,
week's
nobody
build.
Nobody says beta out loud to the mayor.
I fixed the QR code bug from issue 214. The iPad was caching the old redirect and making me
look
cursed.
You did look cursed. Also, the sign still says open at 5:30. Doors are at 5, soft start at 4:30, right?
Correct. Crew call is 4:15 on Friday, April 17th. Public opens at 5. Weather says light wind, which is fine unless the paper lantern wall turns into a kite.
I need one clean line for partners. Something shorter than immersive neighborhood story booth with adaptive audio. Nobody can say that while holding noodles.
Use make a tiny night market story, send it to your friends, leave smiling. It is a little corny, but in a good way.
Corny is fine, corporate is not. We are one folding table away from being a school fundraiser.
Speaking of the table, the final print file is lanternbooth v7.pdf. Please stop opening v5 and asking why the moon mascot looks seasick.
Wait, is v7 the one with the bigger QR code, or the one
bigger
where the
QR
map pin
code,
moved?
Warmer yellow, less haunted moon.
Good, Ben, walk us through the actual flow, as if a stranger walks up with zero context.
Okay, they scan the code, land on demo.lanternlane.example/hello, pick 3 prompts, record a 20-second story, and get a digital keepsake.
That already sounds better than postcard-style summary. People hear postcard and think printer, and we are absolutely not bringing a printer.
Please God, no printer.
Right, after that, the optional text message says your lantern story is ready, not the weird insurance sentence that was stuck in staging.
We still need offline fallback. If the network drops, the staff tablet should open localdemo.html and save recordings to /tmp/lantern/q.
Can we not say /tmp
Absolutely
to the public?
Absolutely not. The public gets magic. We get /tmp.
Also, tiny note, the volunteer script reads like airport safety instructions. Line 3 says maintain forward queue progress. Nobody talks like that.
Fair. Replace it with if there is a line. Invite people to start thinking about their 3 prompts while they wait.
And add a line about kids. If they are under 13, we need the postcard version with no phone number.
I can make that more obvious on screen. Right now, the privacy note is technically correct and spiritually invisible.
That is the nicest way anyone has ever called legal text useless.
One actual risk. The old audio normalization bug still clips if somebody shouts directly into the iPad. It is way better, not perfect.
How imperfect is not perfect?
Festival imperfect, not demo day imperfect. If someone screams woo into the mic, the waveform gets crunchy for about half a second.
Honestly, that sounds on brand for a lantern festival.
Please write down backup battery counts before we joke ourselves into failure. I have 6 USB-C packs, 2 extension reels, and 1 adapter that everyone will forget.
I am not forgetting the adapter. I am taping it to the table with my name
on
it.
My name on it too, shared custody.
Final checks. Friday, April 17th. Crew at 4:15. Soft start at 4:30. Public at 5. Demo URL demo.lanternlane.example/hello. Print file lantern booth v7.pdf.
And branch hotfix /kiosk offline 2 needs review before lunch.
I will rewrite the volunteer sheet in human language and send v3 before 11.
I will post the load-in checklist in the folder called festivalops-final, which means it is definitely not final.
No file named final is ever final.
Great, we are prepared, which is suspicious. End meeting before reality notices.